The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us.
Oh, 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 oh yeah. When God's people get together, we know that very soon wonderful things are gonna happen as His presence fills the room.
And right now I am expecting something special, something more, 'cause we're together again. Oh. We're praising the Lord.
We're together again,
together again,
praising the Lord,
praising the Lord.
We're together again,
together again,
with one accord.
Something good is gonna happen, something good is in store. We're together again,
whoa, we're praising the Lord. Do you believe?
Together again,
praising the Lord,
praising the Lord.
We're together
again,
with one accord. Something good is gonna happen.
Something good is in store. We're together again,
oh,
praising the Lord.
In the upper room, they were waiting on the promise of what Jesus said He would do. And when the Spirit fell from heaven, oh, what joy it did afford. They were together back then, they were praising the Lord.
Oh, we're together again,
together again,
praising the Lord,
praising the Lord.
We're together again,
together again,
with one accord. Something good is gonna happen, something good is in store. We're together again,
oh,
praising the Lord.
Together again,
together again,
praising the Lord,
praising the Lord.
We're together again,
with
one accord.
Something good is gonna happen, something good is in store. We're together again, praising the Lord. Someday we'll part with heartache.
We're gonna tell goodbye,
goodbye.
Spirit fell from heaven, and in heaven by and by.
Oh my, what rejoicing.
From this time forevermore, we'll be together again. Oh, praising the Lord. Together again,
together again,
praising the Lord,
praising the Lord.
We're together again,
together again,
with one accord.
let's go. We're together again.
Oh, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. We're together again.
Praising the Lord.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church? That we are together again, not at a funeral, but praising the Lord. Amen. We could have easily gathered this morning for the funeral of somebody standing here. Oh, you don't think so, isn't it? Ask your neighbor. You don't think so, isn't it? You don't think so. That we could easily have gathered for one of the people in front here, their funerals. Oh, you don't think so? We could have easily been gathered for one of the choristers, their funeral. We could easily have gathered here for the funeral of one of the hymn choir people. But bless God, we are together praising the Lord. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Amen. So we are very excited and very happy to be here. And I want to thank God for everybody. Amen. I want to thank Him for who He is to us.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed,
Thine hands hath provided.
Grace is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
There is no shadow of ten. Everybody join us together.
No shadow of turning within.
Thou changest not.
Thou changest not.
Thy compassion they fail not. Sing it one more time. One more time. Faithfulness,
oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. Oh, as Thou hast been, Thou
your two hands and sing, great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided.
Last time, lift your hand and sing.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hands have provided.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's a blessing to see you all on this last Sunday of the year 2017 and the last day of the year 2017. You made it. God has been on your side. Amen. And it's a good time to thank the Lord. Amen. I said amen. Amen. We have sat in cars. We have sat in planes. Yesterday, I was coming from Gabon. I was there on Tuesday for a program. Then I came on Saturday, yesterday. When I was landing, we landed in Lomé and then came back. When we were landing in Lomé, the way, the turbulence and everything, I said, Lord, I started praying for myself, thinking about my wife and my child, especially my little girl. But we landed safely. You will never die in a plane crash. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You will not die in a car accident. Amen. Oh, you don't believe what I'm saying. If you believe it, you say amen. Amen. You will never die before your time. Amen. God will keep you and God will preserve you. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. May God keep you from backsliding. May God keep you from dying in an accident. May God keep you from wicked armed robbers. May God keep you from evil eyes. May God keep you from expectation of wicked people. May God preserve your feet. May God bless your land and bless your table. Say amen. Do you believe what I'm saying? God is a gracious God. Hallelujah. And he deserves our thanks. And he deserves our praise. Amen. Bible says, in everything give thanks. And Paul also wrote again and said that, I give thanks for everything and for you. So you can give God for some things. Are there some things that you can give God for? Can you have something that you can give God for? Is there anybody that you can give thanks to God for? Hello, I'm asking you a question. Can you give God thanks for your brother, your sister, the one sitting by you? The whole of this year has been sitting by you. And when you smile, he smiles back. She doesn't frown. It's part of how you have found out that there's no money in his pocket. You can give thanks for her. Can I have an amen? Are you there? Go home. No, I'm telling you, it's not accidental. Honorable, I'm always happy to see you. It's nice to have lawmakers who believe in God and who go to church. Say amen. It's a blessing. Haven't you sat by her the whole year? And by this gentleman, sometimes doesn't have any money in his pocket, but he's smiling. What a shock. Hallelujah. Bless God for people that can send text message and they reply. Amen. Amen. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Rami, are you there? Yes. Bless God for people. But Pastor, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. You must sometimes, you see, the word think and thank, they come from the same source. The more you think, the more thankful you are. Those who are not thankful don't think deeply. Yes. They don't think deeply. They think that everything is just accidental. You deserve it. It's your right or whatever. But if you think deeply, you will know that the person sitting by you today, that you can look and smile with, you can thank God for him. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Are you there? Pastor Matthew, the fact that you even have a wife that you can quarrel with, you must thank God for her. Yeah. I'm telling you, I heard a lady say that, I wish my husband was here so we can quarrel. I don't have anybody to quarrel with. The fact you have somebody to quarrel with, it's even something to thank God for. Because if you want to quarrel, then there's nothing to quarrel with. It's also a problem. What a shock. Are you still in church? Yeah. Haven't you ever come to church and you realize that your familiar friend is not sitting by you and you feel a little odd? Cousin, do you feel that sometimes?
that your friend that you laugh with, you gossip with here and there. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody has somebody they gossip with, isn't it? Or ladies, am I not speaking the truth? Everybody has their gossip mates. And that gossip mate, it's not every gossip that is bad. Sometimes when you see somebody and then you pull your sisters, just look at this, and you laugh more, and you carry on. It's also nice to have somebody you can gossip with. Huh? The two of them, Tony and Martin, they're always gossiping. Especially Tony. Catherine and Rosemary, they're always gossiping. Ask your neighbor, who's your gossip mate? Look, the ladies, the best are saying that you two ladies in front here. That's what they are saying. It's discussion, not gossip. It's an expression of concern, not gossip. What a shock. Amazing. It's a blessing. Amen. Eh? Tali Baba. What a shock. Sometimes when Jeff is leading and said, you should hurry up and close. You gossip with your neighbor. Hurry up and close. You think we don't know. But it's a blessing. Paul said, I thank God for you. Can I have an amen? So in life, think a little deeply. You realize that there are many things you can thank God for. Did you say amen? I'm telling you, it's very important to be thankful. Amen. Always. Hallelujah. Thankful what? Always. Every day. Find a reason to thank God. 2018, every day in 2018, find a reason to say thank you to the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still in church? Thank God for your wonderful friend. Thank God for your parents, your mother, your father. Thank God for the peace we have in our country. Amen. Because at the place there are wars and there are tornadoes and there are earthquakes and there are fire. Go even America. The fire outbreaks in California and other places. Can you imagine if our weather in Ghana, we have winter and cold. With the house you live in, how will you survive cold? The cold, snowy weather. It's not going to be easy. Go to America and see. But God has blessed us. Can I have an amen? Are you there? Yes. Dr. Mason, why don't you say, tell your wife, I thank God for you. For you. Wow. Amen. Thank God. Are you gossiping? Are you gossiping? Expression of concern. Are you there? And Paul also said that in everything, give thanks. So you can thank God for things and can thank God in everything. Amen. In everything means that in the circumstances, in the situations where things are not so great, you can still thank God. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Good or bad, give thanks. Because some things that you think they are bad, they're actually God working out some things for your sake. Amen. Some relationship that didn't work out, it was God who was delivering you from something that you don't know about. So in everything, give thanks. Are you still here or going home? In everything. Sometimes there may be tears in your eyes, but Bible says that give thanks in everything. Are you still here or going home? Ask your neighbor, is a man talking to you this last Sunday? Amen. So we are here to thank the Lord. Can I have an amen? I said, we are here to do what? To thank. Can you think about something that happened the way that you didn't expect this year? Can you think about some answers, prayer that it looks like they were not answered? Can anybody come along with me? Hello? Is anybody sleeping on this session? You're here. Very good. Are there something that didn't work out the way you expected? Maybe a promotion that you wanted from job. Salary increase. Maybe some difficulty you have along the way. But the Bible says that in everything, give thanks. I'm preaching to you. Hallelujah. Why do we have to thank God? It's like giving thanks always for you, for all things. Okay, unto God. And then in everything, find in everything, give thanks. That is also in 1 Thessalonians or 2nd. All right. Quickly. So, I am just making sure and just very, very brief, and then we'll be closing because we are coming back tonight. Tonight, we are going to come to give thanks. How many of you are going to come tonight to give thanks? Hallelujah. It's not a night of misbehavior. It's a night of playing before the Lord. It's a night of rejoicing in God. Amen. It's a night of saying thank you to God for all that He has done for us. I want to tell you something. Ingratitude disqualifies you from promotion. Ingratitude disqualifies you from promotion. The church is very quiet. Is there any reason? You are thinking. So you can thank God. That's also a good idea. Ingratitude disqualifies you. Now, if you are somebody who doesn't say thanks and you are not grateful, you don't encourage the person who did you a favor to do it again. Are you there? If you are not used to saying thank you and you don't express gratitude, you disqualify yourself from another blessing. Because you didn't say thank you, it's a sign that you're not grateful, and therefore it's a sign that you don't need God to do any more thing for you. Amen. Now let's quickly look at a passage of scripture and then we'll be going on. Psalm 67. The Bible says, from verse 1, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. May God cause his face to shine upon you. Your amen is very feeble. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, okay, among all nations. Verse 3, let the people praise thee. Let Kadesh people praise thee. Let Kadesh sisters praise thee. Sister, I didn't hear you say amen. Let Kadesh sisters praise thee. Hallelujah. Let the Kadesh brothers praise thee. I said, let the Kadesh brothers praise thee. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, let all, that means brothers and sisters together, let all people praise thee. Can everybody shout, yes, Lord? Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let all the people praise thee. Your home, may your home be a place of thanksgiving. I said, may your home be a place of thanksgiving. May everybody in your house learn to praise the Lord. Mothers and fathers, teach your children to be grateful. Should I say it again? Teach your children to be grateful. Let them know how to say thank you. If your children know how to be grateful to you, they'll know how to be grateful to God. Amen. Teach them how to say thank you for everything, for the little things and the big things. Teach your children that it is not their right to wear sandals to school, because some of you went to school barefooted. It is a privilege and a blessing. Can I have an amen? Are you still there? Are you still there? Now, very Bible said, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people. Listen to me. In this church, when we are praising, everybody must praise God. Say amen. There is no exception. When it comes to praising God, There's no difference between a pregnant woman and a woman who is not pregnant. Can I have an amen? When we are praising God, there's no difference between somebody wearing a beautiful suit like yours and somebody wearing a t-shirt. Let all the people praise thee. Shout amen. Everybody ought to learn how to praise the Lord. Are you still here? Go home. Let me carry on and say what I have to say this morning. All right. The Bible says, verse 6, then, you see, what happens when you praise God? Look at the results. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Then, you see, your blessing will come when you praise God. Then shall your business yield its increase. I'm preaching. Then shall the earth yield its increase. You want to see increase in your life? Praise God. You want to see your church grow? Praise God. You want to see your business grow? Praise God. Then will the earth yield its increase. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Promotion comes when we learn to praise God. Amen. That is what qualifies you for promotion and blessing. Amen. Then let the earth, say that then with the what? Earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. And it's not when you say, Lord, bless me. But when you praise Him, blessings come automatically. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. I want to give you a piece of advice. When you come to church, don't sit by a dull looking, morose looking, with a long, twisted, twatted, contorted face. As the one sitting by you, the man is talking about. Somebody who doesn't feel like praising God. Today, I don't have any money. I'm talking about sit by people who are ready to praise God, who are ready to lift their hands to God, who are ready to sing for the Lord. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, ask your neighbor, am I sitting by the right person? Ask him. Or hey, I'm asking, did I make a mistake by sitting by you? I'm preaching. Amen. Listen, it's very important. Very, very important to have sit by a cheerful looking, expressive, grateful, happy, God blessing person. Amen. It's not whether you're sitting or standing, but the expression, you see, when you are grateful, it also shows on your face. It's a good message. You can't say, your face is so dull. I said, the joy is in my heart. Hey! What is inside must come out. And what is inside must come out. Amen. I mean, if you're going to marry a lady's face is always, boom. I love you. You want to have some expressive person, isn't it? Who will smile when they see you? When they get a test message, then they smile. God is looking for people. You see, God cannot praise Himself. Do you understand? He cannot thank Himself. But He wants your field to yield its increase. He wants the earth to yield. So when you praise Him, then the earth will yield her increase. And if you learn to praise God, you will never lack in 2018. No, you didn't hear what I said. When you open your shop, say, Lord, I bless you for a good day. I thank you for everything you do. Just praise God. Then will the earth yield her increase. How many of you want to see increase in your life? I didn't see your hand. Some of you, even as I'm preaching, you are filing your nail. You are checking your WhatsApp. What a shock. How many of you want to see, Mr. Saki, do you want your chicken multiply? The eggs multiply? Then let the people praise Him. Shout amen. Hallelujah. I said, if you learn to praise God in 2018, you will never lack money to buy bread. You will never lack shoes to wear. You will never lack the blessing of the Lord. Shout amen one more time. When you sit in your car, Lord, I praise you and I bless you. When you enter your room, Lord, I bless you. When you're wearing your trousers, Lord, I thank for these trousers. And this every time your mouth is full of thanksgiving. You will never lack any good thing in the year ahead. I'm giving the key to your greatest blessing for year 2018. I'm not asking, of course, we're going to have fasting and prayer. But I'm saying the shortest and the surest way. You see, when you actually, you know that when you pray and ask God for something, you're actually giving God a job. So you're asking, so God has to now answer the prayer. Because say, God, I need 3 shoes. I need a job here. I need a visa. So you are actually employing God to work. But when you praise him, he just appears. He just comes down and waits for you. May God do for you what you have not even asked. Shout amen, somebody. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Now push your neighbor and say, ask him, are you ready to praise God in 2018? Are you ready to praise God? Ask him like you are not afraid of him. Ask him that you don't fear him. Are you ready to praise God? Are you ready to let your life be full of praises? Shout amen. Yes. When you close from church, you are buying yogurt on the card. Lord, I thank you for this yogurt. I thank you for this Coca-Cola. I thank you. Must learn to be grateful all the time. Then will the earth yield her increase. I declare abundance on your life as you praise God. I declare supernatural doors open for your life as you praise God. I declare God honoring you mightily as you praise God. I see God giving you children as you praise God. I see God answering your prayer as you praise God. Shout amen. Are you still there? Hallelujah. Let me show you one more scripture and then we are closing. Mark 6:22. The Bible says, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask me what whatsoever you thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. Did you see that? What did the girl do? She came to church. I mean, she came for a party. And she danced and she pleased the man in authority. Can you imagine? We are at a party. And the girl comes and begins to dance. And the king was going. When the girl goes here, the king is speaking. And the girl will dance. And she will move. And she will dance. And she will do it. And she will move in. And the king's heart was moving. And the king said, ask me anything you want. May your praises please God. May you praise God until God says, ask me anything you want. I'm preaching. Dancing, you see, dancing moves somebody. It moved the man. The man said, hey. What type of person who, he's praising, and she's praising, and dancing, and the king is looking, and the king will stand, and the king will clap. So, wow, look at the way the girl is dancing. Dancing for me. Wow, moving. I said, ask me anything. What a blessing. Ask me anything you want. As you praise God, God will do mighty things in your life. Amen. Are you there? Even as a human, this is a normal king, a mortal human being, doing these things. Are you there? I said, are you there? Anything you want, and I'll give you anything. And she consulted with her mother, and they asked for John the Baptist's head. Yes. They asked for the head of a human being, a prophet. We want the head. And it was painful to the king. But the king has given his word. Ask me any. Thank you, Jesus. Anything you want, ask me. Anything. Look, what a blank check is this? That God can give you a blank check. Fill it yourself. May you receive a blank check from God. Is it a husband? Is it a wife? Is it a new job? Is it a new car? Is it a house? God will ask you, ask me anything you want. Sign the check. You feel the check. The check is signed. You feel it. Amen. The check is signed. So you feel it. Is it dollars? Is it euros? Is it pounds sterling? Is it what else? Is it naira? Is it cedis? Anything you want. Why? Because the girl pleased the man. When you please God, God will give you anything you want. May that be your story in 2018. I said, may that be your story in 2018. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? And she actually asked for the one that the woman perceived as the enemy. Give me the head. Look, as you praise God there, your enemy's head shall be delivered. Hallelujah. There are some battles you don't have to fight. This girl, this woman saw John as the enemy. And the king was sitting at table when the head of John appeared on the plate. Appeared this like this. Anything. God can sort out enemies for you. Shout amen. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Your praises and your thanksgiving will make God do for you anything in your heart. Anything. What is your heart? What are you expecting God to do for you? Amen? Are you there? What are you expecting God to do for you? When you praise Him, when you please Him, when you thank Him, when you worship Him, when you love Him, ask me anything you want. May God answer that prayer in your life. We see in the life of Jesus how He took, Bible says in the same John chapter 6, when they had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And when He got hold of it, the first thing He did was to give thanks. What did He do? He gave thanks. Don't say it is too small. Thanksgiving make not more than enough, more than enough. Amen. What is not enough can become more than if you would thank God. It's that ingredient that multiplies not enough and makes it more than enough. At the back, you are not hearing me. At the back, are you hearing what I'm saying? Ellen, are you there? I said, the ingredient, the thing that makes a lot of sin. Give me 10 cities, 20 cities. Yes, add that. These 20 cities. Today's date is what? How can you survive on 30 cities, 30 cities from now till end of January? 1 month. Even if you are fasting, you have to buy some small fried yam. How can 30 cities be catch you if you like catch you from now to the end? It's not enough, but there's an ingredient that can multiply the 30 cities and make it $300. Oh, I know you didn't hear what I'm saying. There's an ingredient that can multiply this little I have in my hand and make it more than enough. And that ingredient is called thanksgiving. How did Jesus take 5 loaves of bread in the face of 5,000 men? What was going on in his mind? What was going on in the mind of Jesus? That he would take 5 loaves of bread and attempting to feed 5,000 men. What was going on? What was he thinking about? Are you there? What was Jesus thinking about that he can take 5 loaves? And he said, everybody sit down. Let everybody sit down. What the disciples are wondering, what is going on wrong with this man? I mean, we followed him for a while, but it looks like now we are not sure. Because 5,000, Jesus said, let them all sit down. Give me these 5 loaves. What is he going to do? He lifted the bread and said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. When he began to thank God, that not enough became more than enough. So much so that after the 5,000 men ate, there were 12 baskets left. May thanksgiving multiply what you have in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and shout amen. I'm preaching. I know your salary is not enough. I know you don't have enough. You don't have enough of this and so. But I'm saying that the ingredient of thanksgiving, if you would add it to your life, at the back. Come on, are you with me at the back? I feel there's an anointing at the back. At the back, are you there? Those are the last two rows. Are you there? I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. All of you here. I'm telling you. What is it that you have that is not enough? What is it that you have that is not enough? You don't have a house. You don't have a job. Your salary is too small. What is it that you have that is not enough? I'm saying that if you have the ingredient of thanksgiving, you'll be surprised the miracle that will take place. Can I have an amen? Jesus did not even pray and say, Lord, multiply this bread. All he did was to thank God and began to break the bread. And the bread was enough for everybody. I see thanksgiving multiplying the money and what you have in your pocket. Say amen. Amen. Again in John chapter 11, we see Jesus standing at the grave of Lazarus. That guy was dead. What is dead in your life? What is it that is not working in your life? What situation do you have in your life? Jesus was at the grave of Lazarus, the man dead for four days. 4 days. 4 days. The body was stinking. And Jesus said, roll away the stone. Once again, I think that the disciples are wondering, what is wrong with this man? What is going on wrong with this man? But when the stone was rolled, the first thing Jesus did was to pray and say, Lord, I thank you that every time I pray you hear, may thanksgiving bring every dead thing alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, your business shall come alive. Your marriage shall come alive. Your ministry shall come alive. May every time you open your mouth and thanking God, may something dead come alive. Something that is difficult to handle. Thanksgiving is the key. Is the key. Is the key. I'm giving one of the greatest keys for the year 2018. Is the key of what? Is the key of what? I said the key of what? From today, refuse to complain. When your husband gives you chop money, don't say it's not enough. Say, Lord, I thank you that this 100 cedis, it can survive us 1 month. You will see what God will do in... Those who don't believe are laughing. What a shock. What a shock. Some of you, when you say, Lord, I thank you for this job I have, your boss will come and say, listen, I know they live at Kaswa. I'm going to give you a car so that you can come up and down. May not enough become more than enough in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? I said, ask your neighbor, do you believe what the man is saying? Sister, that's the greatest key. Greatest key to seeing blessing in your life. What is not working will start working if you thank God. Lazarus was dead. But yes, I thank you, Father, that you hear me. By the time he finished praying, Lazarus, the dead man, began to hop. I see every dead thing coming alive. I see the blessing of God in your life. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. And give the Lord a clap and a shout like your hands and your voice are yours. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Say, Lord, I thank him. The power of thanksgiving. The power of thanksgiving. Amen. I said amen. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Kojo, as you thank God, you see God surprising you. How many of you are ready for your surprises in 2018? Can I see your hand? You are ready for your surprises. Then, refuse to complain. Rather, you will thank God. Lift your hands up and thank him now. Karo Shabahatosi.
Asidaka onyame
nyamia onyi he bo
nyamia ba eya oye eya wa nyamia ba eya shiba
for he has said,
Oh,
Asida,
come on, lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Bless him this morning. Listen to me, church. The Bible says, let everything that has breath. Have you heard that scripture before? No, I didn't hear you. Have you who has heard that scripture before? I'm asking, who has heard that scripture before? Can I see your hand if you have heard? If you haven't heard it before, I'm telling you. Let everything, put it on the screen. Let everything that had breath do what? No, it says, let everything that has money praise the Lord. Is that what it said? Let everybody that has a car praise the Lord. Is that what they said? No, I'm asking you a question. Let everything that has shoes praise the Lord. Let every brother that has a wife praise the Lord. Is that what they said? Let every sister that has a husband praise the Lord. Let everybody that has a job praise the Lord. Is that what they said? Let everything that has breath. Can you breathe? Somebody breathe in and out. Then you are the one we are talking about. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him. Ask him, can you breathe? Are you alive? Are you alive? Shake him until he's falling down. Ask him, I'm just checking up. Ask him, are you alive? Can you breathe? So tell him, you are the one we are talking about here. You are the one we are talking about here. Come on, lift your voice and praise him one more time. One more time. One more time. Hallelujah. Amen. Let everything that has breath, when I was in university, one time I got out of my room. My next door wasn't coming out. When we opened the door, he had stopped breathing. He was dead. When I was in secondary school, my one I used to share room with, cubicle with, they went out for a procession. A car locked him down and he died. But me, I can breathe. Should I complain about you? Should I complain I don't have a car? I complain I don't have money? If I can breathe, Hallelujah! What a blessing. What a blessing. 2018 does not come one day that you not praise God. And the same way, in the same breath, I tell you, there will not be one day that God will not put food on your table. As you praise Him, He will look after you. As you praise Him, you will not lack a good job. As you praise Him, you will not lack money in your pocket. As you praise Him, your business will expand. As you praise Him, new doors have been opened unto you. As you praise Him, you will be getting married soon. As you praise Him, doors are opening for you. Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are you excited?
Yes.
Amen. Close your eyes with me as we close this morning service. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes wherever you are. If you're here today, the Sunday morning, somebody invited you to come to church, and you are here right now in this service. You want to say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I'm coming to you just as I am. Wash my sins and make me a brand new person. If you're here this moment, you need Jesus in your heart. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and let me pray with you. God bless you. I see your hands. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. So many of you, lift the hand up. Today, in this meeting, in this service, you need Jesus. You want Jesus to be your Lord. 31st of December 2017. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Father, thank you for all hands that are lifted. I pray that you bless them and help them. If you have lifted your hand up, come to me now. Come to me from where you are. Just come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh,
He taught me how
to watch and pray and live, rejoice, sing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and let's all pray. Church, join us and say this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father. Everybody say, Heavenly Father. I come to you just as I am. I know I am a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, please wash away my sins. Make me your child. I promise to serve you. I promise to walk with you. I promise to follow you the rest of my days. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, now mention your name. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I promise to serve you. I promise to follow you. I promise to walk with you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for washing away my sins. From today, I am born again. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for these wonderful people. What a blessing. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. I'm so happy for you. Amen. So happy that you came today. It's a very special day for you. The last Sunday of December 20. The last day and the last Sunday of December 2017. Wow. The day that you gave your life to Christ. It's a new beginning for you. I want you to continue serving God. Every Sunday, come here. And tonight, I'm expecting to see you. Will you come? Tonight, will you come? You know that if the first night, even the devil comes to church. So come early. So when the devil comes, he will not have a chair to sit on. All right? So God bless all of you. If you look here, see our lady pastor there. I would like all of you to go with her, and she will talk to you quickly, and you will come back. Okay, can you go this way? Clap for them.
He taught me how
to watch and pray. Amen. What a blessing.